This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In studying the book of Philemon in the New Testament, Paul focuses on forgiveness as a test and testimony of Christian love and faith. He amplifies this theme by first confining his approach to what Philemon has already been well known for, his love and faith. Second, he presents his convincing argument as to why Philemon should do what he is asking him to do for Onesimus. Building on that base, he shares how confidently he anticipates Philemon's positive response. He indicates that he is sure Philemon would do even more than he was requesting. That's the kind of guy he's always been. Paul was sure Philemon would not be disappointed with taking Onesimus back, even though he had been unprofitable before and had run away. Now he is a Christian and would be a responsible servant in his household. Paul concludes this section by letting Philemon know that he is planning to visit him soon and wanted him to get a room ready for him. This would be an answer to Philemon's prayers. It is obvious this would make it possible for him to see how well Philemon carried out his request, as well as how well Onesimus was doing in his work for Philemon. The point Paul was underlining in this letter is that love forgives and faith accepts the forgiven one unconditionally. This is the grace way which Paul affirms in his closing blessing. If someone asks you to do something demanding for them, like what Paul was asking of Philemon, would they have reason to confidently anticipate that you would not only do it, but that you would do it even more? I trust that you would, and that God would use you for His honor and glory.